This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Thank you,
thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 32 years, none other than in the person of...
Hey, man, I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend, and together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Radio Broadcast Prayer Line Ministry, a ministry that is especially formulated to help God's people in the end time. That's right, brothers and sisters. Yes, we are in the end time. If you didn't know it, amen, if you have not been brought up to speed about it, yes, we are in the final probably hours of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as the Word of God said, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Again, it behooves us as children of God to not get ready, but stay ready. For the Bible tells us that the hour is coming in which that even those in the grave are going to wake up, amen, when that trumpet sounds, amen. And many of the dead in Christ shall rise, amen. But he said those of us that are alive and remain. Remain from what, Pastor Townsend? Well, there's going to be some devastating things coming upon the face of this earth. There's going to be some things, amen, that will rock shock the nations. And only those whose lives are solidified in the things of Jesus Christ will be able to stand. That's the reason why we're giving that clarion call to let men, women, boys, and girls know that it is time to sell out to the things of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. I didn't say sell out to the things of your job, sell out to the things of your kinfolk, sell out to the things of your organization, your denomination. It is now time to sell out to the things of Jesus Christ. Minister Mildred, I think what happened was Jesus had a following of 5,000 people. And we're going to get ready to let Minister Mildred pray. But, you know, Minister Mildred, when he began to tell the folk what it took to please God, and as he began to tell them what they needed to do and how they needed to live a life, the Bible says one by one, they began to walk away. Isn't that strange? People will love you. They'll walk with you for what they can get out of you. And then when you remind them what they need to do, Jesus' following went from 5,000 back down to how many? Went back down to 12.
Yes.
And then he turned around and asked the disciples, he said, will you too leave?
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're in that age now where it's hard for folk to want to commit to the things of Jesus Christ. Oh, we'll commit as long as it's pleasing to us. But when we're confronted to get out of that comfort zone and trust the Lord, one by one, they all began to walk away. Oh, on that note, I'm going to ask Minister Mildred to share a scripture with us. To all of our friends out there near and far in Facebook land, amen. To those out there in Periscope, those out there in Sinai area, we bid you Godspeed in the name of Jesus. Minister Mildred.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. And it reads as this, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way.
Oh, yes.
Which leadeth unto life.
Yes.
And few there be that find it.
My Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for another Saturday morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But, oh, God, we know that there's so many that's not glad in this day. There's so many things that
are happening. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Father, we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you would just have your way today. That you would just move like you have always moved. Hallelujah. That you give glory to God.
Oh,
and we just
glory.
Want to thank you, God, in this day. That
hallelujah.
You would just help somebody right now. Oh, God, that you would just touch somebody
touch now,
right
Lord.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Touch now, Lord.
Those that are on the wrong path.
Oh, yes.
Those that don't know you.
In the name of Jesus. Touch now, Lord.
God, have mercy this morning.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, there's so many souls out there on the wrong path. We're praying for mercy upon them. We're praying that you would just have mercy, God, even in the course of this day.
Oh, yes.
And we just give you praise, God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. That you will touch somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Give them a change of heart.
Oh, yes,
you
Lord.
Have mercy
in the name of Jesus.
In
thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
and
Lord
we give
Jesus.
You praise, God.
Hallelujah.
And we give you glory, God.
Thank you, Lord
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He's sweet. I know
yes, yes.
He's sweet. I know dark clouds may rise and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior and he's sweet. I know. Is he sweet to you today? I found a Savior, and he's sweet.
Yes, Lord.
I know.
Yes, he is.
Amen. David spoke about he's sweeter than the honeycomb.
Mm.
Amen. He's the sweetest thing that will ever come into your life.
Thank you, Father.
I know you got some sweet things in your life.
My God.
I know you think that man is that sweet thing. You think that woman is that sweet thing. You think that car is your sweet thing. You think that job is your sweet thing. You think mama and daddy are your sweet thing. But the truth is, Jesus is the sweetest and best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. Truly, we thank and praise God for you on today. Amen. We thank and praise God for all that he has done, all that he is doing. Amen. We just praise God for you, you, and you that have tuned in to this broadcast. Amen. Moments of Inspiration, amen, Prayer Line Ministry, a broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to help God's people in this end time. Yes, brothers and sisters, the Lord is soon to come. And it behooves us, amen, to make sure that we have our lamps trimmed with oil. Amen. Keep that lamp trimmed with oil. Amen. Stay on the wall. It's no time to come down. No time to come down. There's many things that are getting people to turn around and to come down. Amen. You know, Shirley Caesar, Minister Mildred, sings a song about a young lady who was ready to backslide and go back into the world. Amen. Because she felt like the church wasn't doing it right and people didn't care about her and things just wasn't going right. And she just made up her mind, I'm going to backslide and go back in the world. She said, but before I do, let me just run an assessment. Just before I go back out there and start drinking and whoremonging and adulterating and fornicating and doing all those things again. She said, let me just run an assessment over what God has done for me.
Yes.
And Minister Mildred, as she began to look back and one by one, began to think about all of the wonderful, magnificent things that God had did for her. That when her little child was about to choke on a nickel, how God blessed her to take that little child and God caused that child to upchuck that nickel. And when she was sick in her body and so many things, one after one, when she just began to think about it. No wonder the songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me.
Yes.
Amen. You can't go back on God now. Amen. You just like a person in the mafia. You know too much to get out. And so, therefore, we got folk that just run from place to place, trying to run away from the presence of the Lord, like Jonah. They think that if I run and get on this boat, I can run from his presence. If I run over to this church, I can get away from his presence. If I go to this organization, I can get away from his presence. But you know what? He's too high to get over him. He's too low to get under him. He's too wide to get around him. David even said, Minister Mildred, if I make my bed in hell, he'll be right there too. So the question is, why run when he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly? That scripture that you shared has a lot of meaning to it too, Minister Mildred.
Amen. Because, you know, we're living in a time now, Bishop. Nobody wants the straight gate. Amen. They don't want the straight walk.
Oh, yes.
Things that, pamper the flesh.
Oh, yes, yes.
By the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
God is wanting us to truly sell out to him in this end time.
Oh, yes.
Give him our all and all.
Oh, yes.
That's the only way he's going to receive us. I don't care. You know, many times God has told you to disconnect from certain people or certain things. Areas.
Oh, yes.
You still won't hear the call.
But my God.
But God is saying, you know, it's a straight way. Praise the Lord. And going this straight way, a lot of the baggage that he told you to get rid of.
Oh, yes.
You cannot take with you. And that's what people today, they want to take the baggage, and then they want to take Jesus too. But God is saying that, you know, that's got to be a separation. Amen. You got to set yourself apart from these things that are weighing you down in this end time. So many people, glory to God, would get so, would even go further in the things of God if they were to let go of the things that are weighing them down. And sometimes it's not, it's just, you know, just being out of the will of God. Amen. And you got to. Hallelujah. Those friends don't mean you no good at all. And you know what I'm saying? And God done called you. You know he done called you from this situation. They are being led on assignment by Satan to have you destroyed. Because Satan only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. That's nothing good. When he talks to you or whisper to you, it's nothing that's going to benefit you. It's something that he has a sneaky way of getting rid of. Hallelujah, of the thing. You know, he is an anti-God. Everything that God stands for, he hates. You know, everything that God stands for, he hates. So there's nothing good the devil have to offer. I don't care how good it sounds. At the end, you're going to see. And in many cases, it's too late. Praise God. So that's the way God is saying, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So many of you, glory to God, are out there. Praise God. You're struggling the fence. And God is saying, come all the way to him. Praise God. He said he'd rather have us hot or cold. Because if we were lukewarm, he's going to spill us out. He's going to spit us out. Hallelujah. He's going to spit us out.
My God, my God. So that clearly tells us, brothers and sisters, amen, that we've got to stay connected to the things of God. You know, Minister Mildred and myself have been in a teaching series that we want to continue to share with God's people. And the thing is that when we go through the Word of God, we find out that, you know, people got the results that they were looking from the Lord when they furnished enough faith to believe what God's word said. Many times, Minister Mildred, Jesus went to people and he said, "Believest thou that I'm able to do this?" And the only reason why he asked them that was to find out where their faith really was at.
Yes.
Amen. You know, Jesus came to stretch us out of the comfort zone that many of us have gotten into. I mean, you know, this world has a profound way of making you conform to what it wants, because this is what it's all about. The entertainment, the news, everything that you're listening to has a profound way of keeping you down in the dumps. Amen. And that's the reason why you've got to guard your ear gate. You've got to guard your eye gate. Even the things that you look from an entertainment perspective, amen, the killings, the murdering, the forensic files, and all of those things that you say that they're just educating you are putting a dampening effect in your spirit. And they're starting to doubt, cause you to doubt the things that God can help you. That's the reason why, amen, he said, give us this day our what?
Daily bread.
Daily bread. Beloved, whoever you are out there, it behooves you to stay in the Word of God day by day. That's the only defense that you're going to have. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it will take the Spirit of the living God through his Word to lift up a what? A lifestyle against him.
Standard.
I don't think so.
Standard.
You see, that's the problem. You're trying to live a lifestyle. Amen. And lifestyles come and go. That's why you're not wearing the Catwoman glasses no more. That's why you're not wearing the bell-bottom blue jeans no more. That's why you're not wearing the Superfly big stacked heel shoes, because lifestyles come and go. But there is a standard that when the spirit of the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Lift up a standard. When sickness hits your body, it's
Hallelujah.
The standard of the Holy Ghost that knocks
yes.
it back down. When fear tries to come in, it's the standard of the Word that said, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So you see, beloved, when you got a standard, you're not so quick to run. You're not so quick to just pack up your bags and go. For you know that God brought you too far. Hey, listen, for those of you that just tuned in, don't go anywhere. I'm going to take just a little brief commercial break, and we will be right back on Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Don't you touch that dial. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Right here on this station, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 32 years, none other than in the person of...
I've introduced myself. Again, Lady Townsend.
You don't want to introduce yourself no more?
Once
is enough.
Praise God.
Well, what about somebody that just joined us, though?
Oh, the ones that, yes.
See, you still learning radio. You still got to learn radio because yes. You never have people all joining you at the same time.
That's
so true. Someone could have beaten just joined you and say they could be in for the first time and they don't know who you are. They don't know who I am. But nevertheless, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. And again, right now, we'd like to open up the phone line if you'd like to call in for prayer. To our friends out there in Facebook land, listen, there is a toll-free number that you can call, 877-464-2500. Yes, we believe in the power of prayer. Yes, there have been people that have countless testimonies, amen, that have stood on the word of God, and God has just done miraculous things in their life. But until you do decide to call, we're going to share the word of God with you equally as well. That's what I like about Moments of Inspiration, because we're able and infused with the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, to be able to share the word of God with you so that you can be empowered. You know, this is what it's all about. If you're going to church and you're not being empowered, you're not being engrafted with the word of God.
Yes.
And more importantly, if you're not using what you're getting.
That's right.
To empower you. I guess the word of God is pretty much just like when you go to the doctor and you've got some sort of infection. And when you have that infection, they'll probably give you a supply of antibiotics. And many cases, what happens is this, and this is how you sabotage your success. Many times they'll tell you to take the antibiotics until they're all gone. But what happens is that you're like, oh, I'm feeling good. The abscess is gone. My tooth is feeling better. And you know what? I quit taking it. But there's a purpose why they tell you to do it. There's a purpose why Jesus said, pray the prayer, give us this day our daily bread.
Amen.
Because, see, it works as that, like it's just like that antibiotic. And when you don't do what the prescription says, you don't get the desired results that you're looking for. It is imperative that when you don't take that, when you don't take all the antibiotics, and do you know what'll happen? What'll happen, Minister Mildred?
Amen. And when you don't take it, you know, as prescribed, you find yourself even worse because the bacteria is still there.
That's right.
And they come back with a vengeance. Amen. And you know, taking that antibiotics, you know, it's something anyhow because it's strong and all of that. And certain people cannot take the,
some people can't take penicillin.
Yes.
So they give them something equivalent or I think it's less potent, the ampicillin.
Yeah. No, that's still in the family. It's in that
cillin family.
Yeah, in that cillin family. And all them cillins does the same thing to the person that's not able to have that.
To take it, okay.
Right. But I know one thing, you're supposed to take it if you can. For the, you know, the 10 days or the 7 days.
Or until it's all gone, like they say,
right.
Until it's gone.
But if you don't, it would just
That's equivalent to what we're going through as Christians.
Yes.
As believers in the thing of God. When the Lord told us, give us this day our daily bread. Listen to me, beloved, to those of you that are out there
that's true.
Sound of my voice. Listen, that's why you're coming up short.
That's right.
That's why you're living many times a defeated life because, amen, you can't get out there. Now, you know you got to go from here to Chicago,
uh-huh.
Right? And you put $10 worth of gas in your car. Uh-huh. And that was to get you around in town. But now what is imperative that you load up with more? Isn't that right?
Yes, Lord.
Isn't it imperative that you fill that tank up? Well, see, a lot of time you're trying to skate by on your day-to-day walk with God,
uh-oh.
And you're putting just enough in there to get you by, but yet now you're not putting enough in there to get you to where you truly need to get to.
Because
many times you're going through fear, you're going through anxiety,
amen.
You're going through frustration, you're going through marital problems, you're going through financial problems, but you ain't putting enough word in there.
Uh-oh, that's a good one there, Bishop. Oh, Jesus.
You're not putting enough. He said daily bread.
Daily.
And even when you put a slice of bread out of the bag, you don't take a bite off and put it back in there, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's what we do with the Word of God. We take a quick bite off, and then we close the pages back up.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord.
We take a quick bite off the Word of God, and then we close the pages back up and said, okay, Lord, I done read your Word. Now I'm ready to start my day.
And many times, if the Word, you know, if it don't work, we get mad with it and say, then why would we read it anyhow? And if it
oh,
ain't
yes.
working?
Hallelujah.
You know, the devil is a liar. God's Word, it does work. And
oh,
it
yes.
does what it says. And it's going to do it because the Word of God is true.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And, you know, your faith just got to get it.
That's
you can't
right.
put it on the Word when it's our lack of understanding, of our lack of wisdom, of our lack of faith. Amen. It's put it right back on what, you know, us, the one. You know, that don't believe like you say you do. You say it with your lips, amen, but your heart don't get it, amen. And we got to change that, amen. Keep saying it with your lip, but say it until your heart get it. Praise God. Say it till you believe it and continue to believe it.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to continue to say, hallelujah, glory to God, what that word say. You have to continue daily.
Amen. And you have to stretch that faith. You have
yes.
to stress that faith. See, the problem is a lot of time we're looking at other people's faith,
mm-hmm.
and we're not speaking faith upon our own lives. And that's what the Bible meant when it said in the book of Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world. Beloved, to the brothers and sisters out there, that's why I'm telling you, this world has been shaped to keep you in a dire strait. It's shaped to keep you confused. Listen, don't get me wrong. We thank God for the news that we get. But, how many of you that when you hear about the mass shootings are still saying, glory to God, you're still in charge, Lord God? The first thing that comes over to you is the conformation of the world. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you hear what happened? You see what happens? The world now takes you out of what God's element.
Distraction.
And then we get back into the world's element.
Yeah.
You hear about all the children get shot, and then you say, oh, my God. Oh, no. But if you were in the Word, he said that these times would come, calamities would come.
Perilous time.
He even said it. The people back in Jesus' day, even when Jesus was born, did not believe it, for the prophets had prophesied it and said that Rachel was weeping for her children. Yet nobody believed the Word. Okay. And when Jesus was born and they couldn't find him, and what did Herod do? 2 years and under, he began to kill every child. And they said there was a sound going throughout Jerusalem and all of Israel such as never before.
Mm.
The Word of God came true. Rachel weeping for her children, killing all the boy children out. So,
yes.
But when you get your daily bread, your daily bread
your
has already told
bread.
You what was going to unfold. So you don't think it's strange concerning those things.
Amen. And when you do it daily, amen, God know how to do it because he know how much you need for that day. Hallelujah. To the next particular day, you know, so that you can continue to grasp this. Sometimes, you know, you try to get so much at one time, Bishop. You get over stuff until you don't really receive it. You can't really get the Word, amen, like you want it. Amen. So God.
I got a question for you, though. Mm-hmm. Have you ever went to one saint funeral and they said they died from an overdose on the Word?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you ain't going to get over stuff on that Word now.
What I'm trying to say is overloaded. You know, you getting overloaded, not so much as the Word, but you're not even comprehending. You're getting it, but you're not really comprehending it. So you're really not putting the Word like, you know,
I see.
The Word like God will have us
yeah.
to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they're just jumping from scripture
yes.
to scripture,
and
from word to word.
All and all, mingle it up, and,
well,
you know.
That's what we spoke about on yesterday when we were at Bible study. We shared with the saints of God that, you know what, sometimes you got to sit down.
Hmm.
And it's just like what I used to do as a new saint, a new babe in Christ. Amen. I didn't look for the pastor to reveal everything to me.
That's right.
Amen. As a new babe in Christ, I would go and I would sit down and spend quality time in the presence of the Holy Ghost. And I would say, now, Lord, what does this word mean? Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, you're supposed to be able to come to Bishop Townsend
yes.
and ask him. But the same way that Bishop Townsend is teaching you now will open up that same door for you to be able to teach others in due season equally as well. But the problem is you're so used to being spoon-fed.
Exactly.
Amen. I got a big old grown 9-year-old dog right now. I put his food down on the floor. He don't want to eat it, Minister Mildred. But then when I take it and put it in his hand, he'll eat every kernel I got him. He's spoiled. He want to be spoon-fed.
Right.
He want to be hand-fed. I put it down on the ground. He don't want to eat it. That's the way we done got to be. We don't want to open the word for ourselves. We want to scan Facebook. We want to go through YouTube. We want to listen to what everybody else is saying than to get in the word for ourselves and begin to ask the Holy Spirit. Because what did Jesus say? When the Holy Spirit comes, he didn't say Bishop T.D. Jakes will lead you into all truth and righteousness. He didn't say Kenny Townsend will lead you into all truth and righteousness. He didn't say Joanne Long or Juanita Bynum will lead you into all truth and righteousness. He said the Holy Spirit will lead you. But you know what? We're looking for the Holy Spirit to be in somebody else. And the same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost want to lead you into all. Somebody said, Bishop, I'm ready for counsel. Bishop and only lady, Sister Kathy Powell, God bless you. Amen.
And I know one thing about Jesus wants us to come, amen, to him, Bishop.
Yes, yes.
He wants us to be the one that he's you know, many times, like you said, men will want you to look up to them. And,
yes.
And that's the downfall.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people admire people from,
yes.
You know, and they say, oh, I admire you. I admire what you do. I admire.
Yes.
But God,
yes,
wants to use you in the same like manner.
In due season.
In due season.
In due season.
But you know what? That's a price. Every time you see somebody, you don't know what they done went through, Bishop, to even... I remember even yourself, and I can say that because you're my husband. Many times you went through a whole lot. Amen, to get where you at even today, because, you know, I didn't understand it then, like I said,
yes,
you know, but
yeah.
I know that all it had to happen that way to be able to have the word that God and put in us and birth in us, you know, because now we understand it. Then, no, hallelujah, you know how the opposition was so overbearing and overpowering back then.
Well,
but you know, today I understand it more because God had to equip us. He had to get us in the place where we could, hallelujah, be able to be obedient, not caring if people don't like it, you know, how you present it or even say it. Amen. But be obedient to him to share it,
oh, yes,
with the people of God. Amen. And then when he can get you to a place where you're not even concerned about yourself in that situation, amen, you can be obedient to God, and you will be. Praise God. And I know it's,
oh,
enough,
yes,
whipping we've been through, hallelujah, to now to appreciate,
oh, yes,
hallelujah, to be glad to,
oh,
share,
yes, oh,
what,
yes,
God has invested in us. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for it because I know that it wasn't a bed of roses. It never meant to be. I understand that now. I thought, you know, back then that, hey, all of that come, you on God's side, everything all right. You're not going through anything. Wrong answer. Yes, you will.
You have
though
to grow in the grace,
yes,
of Jesus Christ. You know, and I give the analogy, too, that as a boy, I wanted to grow up so fast. I wanted to be like my dad.
Well,
and sometimes even
in ministry,
you know, we want to copy and mimic our pastors. We want,
yes,
to be like our leaders. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, honor the men of God, but honor more so the God that's in the man.
It's the God that's in,
maybe,
the,
I said that too fast. Let me say that. Let me back up and say that again.
I agree 100%.
The problem is we're giving a little too much honor to the man and the woman of God, and we're not honoring the God that's inside the man or the woman. Let me say that one more time, so because I know somebody didn't get that. The problem is many times you've been taught to honor the man or the woman of God, and we're giving less honor to the God that's in the man. Y'all getting it now? Okay, I see them hearts popping up there. Okay. So that means that you're getting it now. Amen. That means you're getting it. Yeah, we've got to honor the God that's in the man. That's why the Apostle Paul, Minister Mildred, said, follow me as I follow Christ. It's not about the man of God. It's not about the woman of God. It's about the God. Jesus kept saying this, and he emphasized this. And if we get back to what Jesus said, we can't go wrong. We won't have deficits in our life. He said, I of myself can do nothing, but it is the Father. He doeth the work through me. Listen,
woo,
to what Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I ain't doing nothing. I'm listening here. I'm not doing anything.
Mm.
I'm not doing anything. It's the Father that doeth it in me.
Thank you,
and sometimes we can misconstrue the thing because even John said, Lord, look, I'm not even worthy to unlatch your shoe latch. In other words, John recognized his purpose for serving the Messiah. He said, what did he say? He said, wait a minute. I need to be baptized from you. You coming to me to be baptized. Mm. What are you saying, John? I know the proper order, how things go.
Come on.
And I'm not going to deviate from the order.
Yes.
I know my mind is telling me one thing, but I've got to stay in the connected order in which that God got it. Now, God sent Jesus to John to be baptized. And what did Jesus say? nevertheless suffered to be so, that we may do all righteousness. And Jesus was baptized by his cousin John. So that just simply says, brothers and sisters, amen, when we understand it's all about Jesus, it's all about pleasing him. And many times your walk with God is being sabotaged by you. Stay with me on this now. Stay with me. We shared with the saints of God.